Now, joining us right now on the line from Washington is our correspondent, Ed O'Keefe. Ed, what more can you tell us about this new fatality in the U.S.?
Only we know it's a woman who lived in a Texas county along the U.S.-Mexico border. She had chronic underlying health conditions in addition to the swine flu. She becomes the first U.S. resident to die of the H1N1 virus. The first fatality last week was of a 22-month-old child who was seeking treatment. That child was from Mexico. U.S. health officials said earlier today that there are now more than 400 cases of the virus in 38 U.S. states. They expect that number to climb. The likelihood of death is still possible, basically saying that while it seems to have perhaps stabilized or plateaued, we can expect to continue to hear more of these cases in the coming weeks, maybe even months.